Are you tired of the non-stop hustle and grind? Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want success without sacrificing life. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning, no BS, straight-talking business coach, Amazon best-selling author, and the queen of easy business. Join me to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, your profits, and your confidence, and for having fun too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, welcome to another episode of Life in Business. I'm Libby Langley and I'm your host. And today I'm going to tackle the difficult topic of whether you should work for free or not. A lot of what I'm going to talk about today, really, it kind of depends of what stage you're at in business. Okay. So if you're in week one of your business, or month one, or maybe even, you know, the first 6 months or so, then my advice would probably be different. My advice would probably be say yes to as many opportunities as are given to you, because you kind of, you're finding your feet, right? And you don't know what it is that you don't know, if that makes sense. So you don't know what you would, you know, what opportunities that you kind of want, and what you want people to come to you with, and how you want to work with people. So a lot of stuff when you first start out is trial and error, right? You're trying things out to see what fits for you and what fits for your clients. So, you know, if you're in the very early stages, then you can listen to all of this, but also maybe, yeah, just say yes to stuff, okay? Completely different. I mean, when I first started out in business, I don't know, I kind of look back and think of myself as quite fortunate in a way, because I did very, very, very few things for free, even right from the start. The only thing that I kind of did for free was speaking engagements. So I'm going to talk more about speaking engagements in a bit, but I just wanted to kind of say that, really, that it's different when you're starting out than if you've been in your business, running your business for a year, 2 years, or coming up for 13 years like me. So there's different kind of advice and guidance, but all of these things are food for thought for you, and they will all be useful in you deciding, in you making a conscious decision. And you know that everything that I talk about is about conscious business decisions. That's what's really, really important. We don't want you to be making like rush decisions or rash decisions, which, you know, those of you with ADHD, it's difficult not to be impulsive, right? It's difficult for us to not be impulsive. However, there's a difference between impulsivity and kind of a decision, a proper decision, right? So I'm not taking away any of your creativity or any of your fun here. What I'm trying to do is help you make these conscious business decisions that are going to make your business better, your life easier, and ultimately make you more profit, right? And this is what we want. So, should you work for free? I mean, of course not, right? Of course not. Of course you shouldn't work for free. However, let me break that down into more detail and give you kind of the nuanced answers to that question. So I get asked a lot, probably less than I used to be, actually. But over the years, I've been asked a lot, and I imagine that you will have been too, asked to do things in exchange for exposure. That word, yeah. You know, it's a great opportunity for you to get more exposure. If that's your pitch, mate, you haven't got a pitch, okay? You don't know anything about me, anything about my business, anything about anything. If your first pitch is, you know, to do it for exposure, it's a terrible thing to say to anyone. It's kind of insulting to say that to someone without having some kind of prior conversation. So if you get a message saying that, I'd say no. Even if you're starting out your business, I'd say no, right? Because it's a cold pitch. So, and the other thing to be kind of mindful of right from the off is people who want to pick your brains. Now, unless it's someone that you know, that you trust, that you already maybe work with, or kind of, you know, they're in your like business world, then what they basically want is for you to help them for nothing, And it's like, huh, I don't think so. I don't think that that's right. And I don't think that that's fair. So what should you do instead? And the reason I say it's not right and it's not fair is because even if you're early on in business, you've worked hard to get where you are, right? You've worked hard to make a difference, to go out there on your own, to have the freedom and choice in business. And so you should, you absolutely are allowed to get paid for that, right? There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. So okay, there's just quite a feel. It feels like I've got a lot of caveats already to what I'm saying. But the reason that I'm giving you this, you know, yes, but kind of responses is there are different scenarios for each thing. And I want you to make sure that you get the best information for you from this. So let's deal with these brain pickers first. And then I'm going to talk about exposure and some of the differences there. So brain pickers. Brain pickers, tire kickers, generally, you know, brain pickers are the people who will come to you and say, can I just ask you something? And it's like, uh-huh. So the reason that I say it like that is because people will ask you that because they know that you're good at what you do, right? And they know that you know stuff. And so they know that you are perfectly justified in paying for what you, people paying for what you do. They obviously value your knowledge and your insight, right? And they know or assume that whatever they're wanting to ask you is a quick question for you to answer, right? Which may be true. And you may really want to help them, yeah? Which is admirable, which is valid, which is something that you should do. Nothing wrong with feeling like that. However, if you respond with a proper answer to all of these people who say, could you just, then you're going to end up giving lots and lots and lots away for free. So there's a way to deal with this, right? One is you create a podcast and you record an episode that answers their question, plus whatever else you want to cover in that. And then if someone asks you that question, you can say, ah, I did a podcast episode on that. Here's the link. Listen to that. That'll be really helpful for you. And the reason that that's different to you just going ahead and answering their question in the Instagram DMs or wherever they've asked you is that you're directing them to a resource that you kind of control, right? So them listening will give you an extra listener point, you know, an extra listener number, which is good for you. And also then they might listen to future episodes and then they might share your podcast on because it's been really helpful and it's answered their question. That's like a reciprocal, right? So no, they're not paying you, but they are benefiting from something you've already created and there might be a kind of knock-on ripple effect. And that's the reason, you know, the reason that I create this podcast, the reason that I'm here today with you is to support you in your business journey and also to maintain and increase my own profile, right? That's the reason any of us do any kind of marketing, and a podcast is another form of marketing. So use it and direct people to it. Same as if you've got YouTube videos or you've got free resources or you talk about this stuff on your email list, you write a blog, all of these things, rather than just answering the questions one-to-one, message by message or email by email, use a resource that you already have. And if you don't already have the resource, but it's a question that you get asked a lot, create the resource. Create a free PDF download and say, huh, here you go. This is what you need. And that will then put people into your email marketing funnel and, you know, then you might end up working with them. But if not, you know that they're already a fan of yours and you know that they're going to appreciate the fact that you've helped them and therefore spread the word about you. Yeah? So it's reciprocal. Interestingly, I did an experiment relatively recently and I have always offered, as lots of you will, I'm sure, offered discovery calls for free. So 30 minutes where you can chat to me about maybe working with me, kind of what's going on in your business, what you need help with, right? So I've offered these for quite a long time. And then really, you know, to me, they were sales calls, right? That was the purpose of them. So if someone booked one of these calls, it was my objective for the call was to get talk to them about what services would be best and end up having them as a client, right? What I really wanted from these calls was to be able to give proper help and support. And I would do a bit of coaching in there and give a couple of bits of advice and guidance. However, that wasn't the purpose of the call, right? And I wasn't being paid for the call. So there was a bit of a kind of mishmash in my head about what they were. And that led me to not enjoy them as much. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So what I did was I started charging for these calls. And you will have heard me, if you've listened to previous episodes of this podcast, you will have heard me talk about them. And there's always a link in the show notes to book one. So I stopped offering my free discovery cuppa over Zoom calls and I turned them into 30-minute quick clarity boost calls, right? And charged a nominal fee of £50 for them. And what has happened as a result of me doing that, and you know, I can't remember when they made the switch, a few months ago, I forget now. But what has happened as a result of me charging for these calls that were previously free is that, and I got to read the stats here, but the number of business owners booking these calls increased by 108%. That's a lot of increase, right? That's more than doubled, yeah? And what was even more surprising, so these calls were, had become mini coaching sessions, right? Clarity boosts. You fill in a form beforehand to say what you need help with, what's the one thing that you need the most help with, what can I help you with today in our call? You get help with that issue, right? So you could have 5 pages of notes by the end of it with all the things that you can change in your business and can support you in your growth. So you get tons and tons and tons of value for a really nominal fee. But what is most interesting about this is that the number of people who've booked these calls, these paid for calls, and go on to work with me is an increase of 57% on the number of people who would go on to work with me from the free discovery calls. Everybody wins, right? I can give tons more value in the call because I've been paid for it. So it's coaching. Fine. Brilliant. I can deliver that. And the client gets the value. And because I'm able to really kind of demonstrate what it's like working with me, then they're more likely to want to work with me and stay with me. And so, you know, come on a mastermind day or do something else with me. It's win-win. And it's been a really, really interesting experiment. So should you work for free, my experience is that there's more perceived value if it's paid for, right? That's particularly my experience there on my 30-minute calls. So it also kind of deals with the issue of brain pickers to a certain extent. I've already said a couple of reasons how you can deal with people, but you know that if people have paid even just a nominal amount of £50, right? It's not a huge investment and it's not a huge time investment either. So it's really like quick win thing. Yeah, I can direct people to that and say, yeah, I can absolutely help you with this issue. Here's the link to book on a call and I'm going to cover that and whatever else we can cover in the time. So there's a bigger promise to it, which is great. And I love it. And I'm really super happy that, that's worked out and we're able to do that. So top tip for you there for something for you to try. Now, what about exposure? Should you do anything in exchange for exposure? Now, there'll be all sorts of things that you get asked to do for this. You know, if you're a graphic designer, you might get asked to design something in exchange for having your name in a brochure. For example, I know of business friends that's happened to, which is, you know, it's a big old piece of work, right? That. And certainly, talks, not even at events, but kind of at like small networking groups that you don't necessarily attend normally and aren't necessarily your audience. Yeah, you'll get a bit of exposure, but to half a dozen people who aren't your audience anyway. So, you know, that's a no thank you. But if it's a networking group that you already are part of and you know the people there, then absolutely take your speaker slot, because normally these are kind of done on a rotation of members. Yeah, take your speaker slot, because people will be able to know more about you and be able to engage with you a bit more, and you'll get some business friends out of that as much as clients. And that's kind of really important too in the business world. So what about if you are offered the opportunity to do some work in exchange, like reciprocal services, right? This for me is a huge no-no. Because if, I don't know, what did I say, graphic designer? So if a graphic designer approaches you and says, I'll design you a logo if you give me some coaching, not the same value. And also, why would you not deserve to both be paid for your services? Yeah. Thing is about coaching is that it can bring a thousandfold return on investment, because we all know that we hear one sentence that can sit with us for the rest of our lives and actually change the way that we do things. And the value of that, I mean, obviously you have to put a value on coaching, right? Because you've got to charge for your services. But the value of that can be exponential. Whereas something like a design service is hugely, hugely important. And there's you know, it's got to be right, which is why professionals, you need a professional to do it. But it's a kind of job, if that makes sense. It's a very important job, but it's, you know, design me a logo, right? Here's my logo. And it can influence your future branding. But it's kind of, once it's done, it's done. And absolutely, I am not diminishing the importance of graphic design work here whatsoever. I'm just saying it's a different kind of service, right? So whilst the value kind of monetarily may be similar, you're not comparing apples with apples, right? And you both deserve to be paid for your services. You absolutely both deserve to be paid for your services. So why would you not be? So if someone approaches you to do a kind of value exchange or whatever, however they badge it, then I would always say no and say, however, I would like to engage your services. I'll pay you, you pay me. Or just say a polite no thank you. You know, if you want to work with me, great. Here's a link to my 30-minute session. Here's a link, a paid for session. Here's a link to my coaching options. Here's a link to how I'll design a logo for you in the process that we go through in a brand strategy session, for example. Yeah. So it's very, very important that you recognize the value of your own worth. And if someone is approaching you about doing like a value exchange like that, you're actually diminishing the value of your own work. Because if someone's approached you about doing it, they want to work with you. Yeah. You haven't approached them. So you're doing it as, oh yeah, well, you know, that might be cool. And it's like, yeah, but hang on a minute, you're going to end up working for free because that might be cool to experience what they're experiencing. Yeah. It's got to be, you've got to value yourself, and you've got to charge for your business. You know, it's better to have that time that you're going to invest in carrying out whatever this reciprocal arrangement is. It's better that that goes through your books, right? So that the profit is showing, and so that your business is it's kind of, you know, it's showing its financial value. I think that that's really important. So I would always say no to work like that. I think, I'm trying to remember. Back in the early days, there were perhaps a couple of sort of services like that. It's a very long time ago, and it would have been right in the early days of my business, but the fact that I can't remember anything means that perhaps it didn't actually happen. False memories. And but certainly, yeah, I wouldn't do anything like that now. If there's someone that you work with very closely a lot and you want them to join in with something that you're doing, that's kind of different, right? If you're putting the message out there and you're the one saying, look, will you come to this event? I won't charge you anything for it. But then the agreement is kind of that they share stuff on social media for you. So you've still got your exchange, right? And it's just between you and them. And that's something that you've thought of you thought of individually. So it's really different. And that's built up because of the relationship that you already have. So that's a different thing. But yeah, if someone approaches you to do a value exchange, I would say absolutely no. Charge for your services. If they want to work with you, they can pay to work with you, right? You can sort out a payment plan if they can't pay all in one go. That's all fine. But yeah, make sure that you're charging for your services. And for the brain pickers or the free calls, free discovery calls that you do, yeah, like I say, my experience is that it's better to charge. Now, what about speaking for free? I do quite a lot of talks, keynote talks at conferences, and there is a big old disparity between what's paid, how much it's paid, and what's not. And until you are extremely established on the speaker circuit, right, and you've got a massive audience, until you get to that stage, it's very difficult to say, this is my fee. Here is my fee. This is what the kind of travel that I expect. This is the accommodation that I expect. Here's my kind of speaker rider. You know, it's difficult to do that, right? And absolutely, you may well get to that stage. I may get to that stage. Who knows? But at the moment, I'm not in the kind of Oprah Winfrey echelons of speaking. And may never be, but that's okay. But, you know, I get asked to speak at a lot of conferences, which is great. And I love doing that. So if you're looking for a keynote speaker for your conference, then ask me the question, right? Because I really enjoy doing those. And I know that I make a huge difference to people. I've had some fantastic reviews for the conference that I've spoken at before, which is just great. You know, I love it. Made a difference to people's lives. Actually, just wanted to read you a review of this podcast that I got recently. And it says, I binge listened to Libby's podcast after hearing her speak at a conference last year. And now I love listening to her weekly episodes. What she said there at the conference was like lifting a weight from me and really stood out from everyone else's messages. She really does help bring clarity to what I need to be trying to do and not do. So that's, yeah, I spoke at this conference last year, and as a result, people have read my book and people listen to my podcast, and that's really good. And yeah, the payment for this conference was not what I would normally charge, okay? And I'm sharing kind of what's and all with the business here. Not at all. However, the audience was 100% my ideal client base, 100%. And so I wanted to go, and it was also a really super cool venue. I was prepared to go for less than normal because it was absolutely the right place for me. It was absolutely the right audience. I knew I could make a huge difference. And the work and the opportunities that have come out of that are still coming in. They've been multiple, and they've been multiple thousands. So for me, that was absolutely worth that decision to work for free, right? Essentially, I mean, there was payment, but like I say, it wasn't what was normally charged. So this is about you making this conscious business decision. And this is what's so important here. Discernment, right, is what you need here. Speaking at events, especially big events, you know, when there's 100, 200 people in the audience who are like your ideal client, that could be worth you doing for nothing. Could be, okay? Because if your talk is any good, if you're any good at being a speaker, then other opportunities will come. So you could make that decision, okay? Because what comes afterwards could absolutely outweigh what the payment you would get, right? Could be. But discernment, use discernment. The same goes with speaking in other people's memberships. Can absolutely be worth it because you have the opportunity to be in front of different people who could all be your ideal clients, right? And especially if you've got a talk that you can do over and over again, right? Or a masterclass, an hour-long masterclass that you can run lots of times. Brilliant. It's no extra work for you. It's an hour on Zoom, generally speaking. Probably worth doing, okay? And then the other option for that could be speaking at networking events, which I've said, you know, standing up in front of your peers, your community can absolutely be worth doing. And guesting on other people's podcasts, I do a lot of this. So if you run a podcast and you want me to be a guest, message me because I love to do it. So it's very, very rare that you would be able to command a fee for guesting on someone's podcast. The general agreement is that you promote, they promote, you know, you talk about it and you get a bit of exposure, to use the dreadful word, but you get a bit of kind of, you get in front of someone else's audience. And actually, it's kind of really good practice for you refining your offer and what you talk about and how you speak about your work. And you have some really great and interesting conversations, and there might be collaborations that come out of that and all sorts of fun and interesting stuff. So it's extremely unlikely that you would get paid to guest on someone's podcast. You might even have to pay. I've never done that, and I wouldn't do that unless it was Oprah's podcast. Then maybe I would. But, you know, someone really big audience like that. But, yeah, so you don't. That's generally a no fee exchange. And that's great. And it's absolutely worth doing. But you need to make these kind of conscious decisions about what's worth doing and what's not worth you doing, because that's the only way that you're really going to invest your time wisely and make, you know, continue to make the money. Because if you spend your whole time giving away everything for free, you ain't never going to make any money. And that's not what we want for you and your business, right? So those are the things to think about with that. So I guess the definitive answer to should you work for free is it depends. Make the conscious business decision about what it will mean to you. Okay, and then act accordingly and never be afraid to say no. Never be afraid to say no, because if someone's asking you to do something for free, then I'm sorry, I'm not available for free at the moment. However, we could talk about paid opportunities, or sure, I'll do it in 6 months' time. You know, you can, there's lots of different ways. Calculate the time that you will need to invest and what you will get out of it. Yeah. Could be personal development, could be clients, could be an amazing opportunity, could be a new stage, as in a new kind of audience for you, yeah? And also think about what stage of business you're at, because that does make a difference. But the general answer is kind of no. However, listen to this again and all the caveats that I've put in there, and make that conscious decision like the brilliant business owner that you are. So I hope that's helped you today. And thank you very much for joining me. It's always a pleasure. I will see you next week on another episode of Life in Business with me, Libby Langley. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.